Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and deepen down into the cave of the heart. That sanctuary, that space where spirit and spirit does meet. It is written that closer art thou than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. So as always, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. It was Job who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is the breath of God." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "That gives me life." Now I want you to inhale and take the deep breath of God. Lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage, and allow the life-giving, energizing breath of God to truly flow into you. Hold, and gently release. Take another life-giving, energizing breath of God into your form. Hold. And gently release. Now as you take your final third and deep breath in, set the intention to be present for the next 10 minutes as we deepen down in spirit. As we release the concerns of whatever else is going on in our life at this time. So inhale the blessed breath of the divine. Hold. Taking this time out to deepen into consciousness, to take our attention from the world of appearances and focus it on our inner world, where we can connect with the spirit within, the divine intelligence, the source of all that is, where we realize that we are one with it, and all that it is, that we never were or can never be separate from it, and all that it is, we are, even though at times we forget, even though we fail to remember, even though we fail to act as if that's the truth. We are one with a peace that passes all human understanding. We are one with joy that truly elates our soul. We are one with love that has no ending or beginning. We are one with all abundance. We were one with all that life, love, God is. Just as a wave is a part of the ocean, so too are we a part of the divine intelligence that permeates in and through all things. So in this awareness, in this truth, in this realization, we stop feeling and remember that we are one with the One. Psalm 11 from Nan Merrill's Psalms for Praising says, "In the Beloved do I make my retreat. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountains? For lo, the unloving bend the bow, fitting their arrow to the string. They aim to destroy what is good. If the foundations of goodness are undermined, what will remain? The Beloved dwells in the holy temple, the sacred altar within our hearts, loving and resting each one of us. Divine love offers both the good and the unloving opportunities to grow, to become whole, enduring with love those who choose the way of darkness, those who walk in the ego's illusions, who live with fear and doubt. Ignorance will be their guide, for our Creator is just, gifting us with free will. Those who walk in the light will behold the Beloved's face in everyone they meet." Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come and remain in your presence, may our hearts, our minds, and eyes be open to behold your face in all who we meet. May we see your presence, your power, your life in all who we encounter, even if they are not expressing their highest and most virtuous self. May we look beyond appearances and hold them in our hearts with compassion and kindness. May we know that they, like us, are expressions of your infinite spirit. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as expressions of your nature, may we truly embody and embrace that we are one with you and one with all that you are, and all that you are is infinite good, infinite grace, infinite giving of yourself. May we remember that we can only know you in each moment. For you are an I am that I am, not I was or I will be. You are the God of yesterday, today, tomorrow, world with end, without end. We live, move, and have our being in your infinite spirit, in your divine love, in your endless life. May we know that we are the vessels through which your spirit is expressing in its unique way that is individual to us. That you have needed us to be who we are, not anyone else's version or interpretation of what that should look like. We are born to express the fullness of you. Since we embrace that we are one with you, as we embody that we are one with all that you are, may we express this in every encounter, in every day, in every way. At this time, we hold all those in need of prayer, for those who have no one to call them or remember them by name. We hold our beautiful world and all its inhabitants, two-legged, four-legged, finned and winged, We hold all that's going on in this world at this time. All the upheavals, the wars, the conflicts. We hold it all in our heart space now. I'm praying that the light of divine love to truly shine upon it. That these things may come to an end and that we may see and recognize our oneness, our divinity, our connectedness. For your infinite grace, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. If you repeat after me our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. My beloved, as we come to the end of today's 10 at 10, I look forward to joining you on Sunday.
Thank you.